USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to the U.S.-Mexico border this week. Harris was tasked by President Joe Biden to lead diplomatic efforts to stem the flow of illegal immigrants arriving at the southern border. We'll make a stop in El Paso on Friday. This as the Biden administration is allowing people who were turned away by former President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy to come to the country and pursue their asylum claims. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn telling Fox News asylum seekers should only come to the United States legally.
The Biden administration wants to give people who've had a chance to seek asylum but have not gotten it another bite at the apple. I think we need to enforce our laws. We need to send a message that if you want to come to America, that we welcome you coming here legally.
President Biden set to speak on gun violence later today. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Accenture. As organizations around the world make plans for their people to return to the workplace, many are wondering, what do employees actually want? According to the latest report from Accenture, 83% of people say a hybrid model is optimal, where individuals will have the ability to work remotely between 25% and 75% of the time. This report, titled The Future of Work, Productive Anywhere, found that 40% of individuals feel they can be productive and healthy anywhere, either fully remote or on-site or a combination of the two. As the hybrid workplace emerges, Christy Smith, Senior Managing Director and Global Lead of Talent and Organization, Human Potential at Accenture.
There's a pattern emerging in the post-pandemic workforce, the productive anywhere worker. As responsible leaders, we need to pivot the future of work dialogue to not just be about location, but to also address what drives the productivity, health, and resilience of our people.
To find out more, visit Accenture.com.
The fourth and last supermoon of 2021 will be here tomorrow.
Fresh from the summer solstice, this month's full moon rises Thursday in the afternoon. Known as the strawberry moon, the strawberry supermoon will reach peak illumination at 2:40 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday, and visibility will be optimal in the southeastern skies. It'll be happening just after sunset. As it peaks above the horizon, the supermoon will appear larger than usual and contain a golden hue. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jury selection is underway in the case of the man charged with a deadly shooting at a Maryland newspaper. The jury is expected to decide if Jared Ramos was insane at the time of the shooting and will spend the rest of his life in prison or a psychiatric hospital. In 2019, Ramos pleaded guilty but not criminally responsible due to insanity for the rampage that killed five people at the Capitol Gazette. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Support is continuing across the world for a transparent investigation into the origins of the coronavirus.
The international community continues to look for ways to push China to fully cooperate with an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Senator Lindsey Graham believes that the U.S. needs a place to lay out the evidence that the virus leaked from a Chinese lab. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Congress should allow Americans to sue China over COVID.
We need to allow the American people to go to an American court and sue the Chinese Communist Party for ruining their lives and their businesses by waiving sovereign immunity like we did after 9/11 for Saudi Arabia. So I'm going to challenge my Democratic colleagues to open the American court system up so we can get to the bottom of what happened in China. The best way to get to the truth is to have a trial over where it came from and how it got to America. And I'm convinced this came from a lab leak. I don't think it was an intentional, but it didn't come from nature.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Arvada police are calling Monday's shooting in a Denver suburb that left Officer Gordon Beasley and two others dead an ambush. Speaking Tuesday, Police Chief Link Strait said the officer was likely targeted because he wore a uniform and a badge. He added that the suspect who died in the attack expressed a hatred of police. This as anti-police sentiment and rhetoric continue to grow across the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.